Hold it, hold up everyone. Are you ready for a sing-along? Slowpoke in a reggae, reggae style. Poke, 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 Pokemon. Come in! Every night you're the one, dreams of waking with the sun, but you sleep in till noon. Slowpoke, your pink hue is your color through and through.
Ahoy mateys, welcome to the slowcast.org Slow Bro Family Podcast, your twice monthly port of call for dopey Pokemon and hermit crab Pokemon that maybe aren't on your radar, but most definitely should be. I'm your host, Royal Pokemon Spike, and with me as always is dopey Pokemon Slagkick, Slow. Today is April 1st, 2017, and this is Slowcast Episode 5, Wild Card. Welcome once again, our lovely and beautiful listeners, to another episode of the Slowcast.org Slow Bro Family Podcast. This week, we're going to be talking about some of our favorite facts and tidbits about our favorite family of Pokemon. So, buckle in and get ready for that. So, I want to start off here today and talk a little bit about Slowpoke. Slowpoke, of course, is known in Japan as Yadon. He is a dual-type water and psychic Pokemon introduced in Generation 1. He evolves into Slowbro starting at level 37, or Slowking when traded with a King's Rock. He is in the original Pokedex entry number 79, of course known as the dopey Pokemon, as we have previously discussed, and he often has the hidden ability Regenerator, which is of course very interesting. Slowpoke is described as a pink creature that resembles a cross between a salamander and a hippopotamus, with vacant eyes that never seem focused. It also has curled ears and a rounded tan muzzle. His four legs each end in a single white claw. His long tapering tail has a white tip. The tip drips a sweet sappy substance that is attractive to many species of fish. I bring that up, of course, because despite sounding super lascivious, it is important in the evolution chain of the Slow Fam. So, in the anime, of course, Slowpoke initially appeared in the episode Island of the Giant Pokemon. Ash's Pokemon asked this giant Slowpoke for help, but unfortunately it didn't respond. It did, however, evolve into a Slowbro at the very end of the episode.
I remember that.
Yeah, me too. Slowpoke was also seen in the Evolution Solution, where Ash and his friends asked for the help of Professor Westwood 5, the 5th, to help figure out why Slowpoke only evolved into Slowbro when a Shellder clamped on its tail. This is, of course, a question that Professor Oak himself could not answer.
Whoa.
Professor Westwood's Slowpoke evolved when a shelter that Jesse had caught clamped onto the dopey Pokemon's tail. A shadow of a drought revealed that Azalea Town considers Slowpoke sacred due to the legends claiming that Iggy's yawning can summon rain. Get it, Iggy Azalea? It was a joke.
Oh.
No, their legend is that Slowpoke's yawning can summon rain. And Lighten Up introduced practitioners of a religion similar to Buddhism that saw Slowpoke's empty head as a sign of enlightenment.
Aww.
Right. We also, of course, had minor appearances in Primate Goes Bananas, the Band episode 35, and Clefairy Tales. There was also a Slowpoke featured in Mewtwo Strikes Back. My favorite Pokedex entry probably comes from Generation 1 Red and Blue. Incredibly slow and dopey, it takes 5 seconds for it to feel pain when under attack. Right? I love Slowpoke. He's so cute. What about you, Saggy? What is your favorite thing about Slowpoke?
Well, I mean, I think the thing about Slowpoke is that despite him seeming like kind of like, you know, dopey, and you would think that he wouldn't be that good, Water Psychic is a really great typing. And so, you know, you can fish up a Slowbro, or sorry, a Slowpoke, or, you know, I think some, can you surf catch, I can't remember in Gen 1 where all the locations of Slowpokes are. I know that you can, get some from just in the grass, like in Sun and Moon and stuff, but, you know, it's a really great type combination that, you know, is not that difficult to get, and, I think really, he stands up. He's not the strongest Pokemon ever, but, in terms of when he evolves, but he definitely has some really good set of moves, and, I really like that he has two ways of evolving. I thought, like, when they introduced Locanin and Gold Silver, that was really, I was like, wow, like, you know, that this Pokemon has two ways to evolve, along with some other ones like, Gloom turning into Blossom as well. Indeed. And then let's talk a little bit about Slowking. Slowking is known in Japan as Yadoking. He is a dual-type water psychic Pokemon introduced in Generation 2. He is known as the Royal Pokemon, Pokedex Entry 199. It is one of Slowpoke's two final forms. The other, of course, is Slowbro. You evolve a Slowpoke into a Slowking by trading him while holding a King's Rock. Slowking is, of course, a bipedal Pokemon with a shoulder attached to his head. It's primarily pink with a pale yellow muzzle and scaled belly. I still think Slowking looks really cute.
Yeah.
What do you think about Slowking?
I like that Slowking take the idea of the Slowbro and kind of changes it up a little bit.
So on the head rather than the tail, you mean?
Right, because, you know, Blossom and Vileplume look a lot more different, like, to have a close comparison of another dual of
evolving type, I guess. Or a divergent evolutionary chain, I guess, really say. What I really like about Slowking is that he's kind of, at least in the anime and stuff, viewed as this kind of, like, sage figure. I believe there was a, Slowking in Pokemon the Movie 1000. I believe that that is correct. He was kind of, like, really wise and he could speak human. Is that the power of one? Yes. Okay. Which had a wonderful, musical song by Donna Summer. Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Yeah. Well, apparently, it's canon that the Shellder bite, when he bites the Slowking's head, actually, causes a chemical chain reaction that unlocks a superior intelligence and extraordinary power. And more venom is injected into the Slowking every time it yawns. And that's very interesting because, you know, to compare to something like a Parasect, where the mushroom on the Parasect completely, like, zombifies it, that, you know, this toxin actually, in this case, from the Shellder is actually beneficial. Yeah, it's a little more symbiotic rather than parasitic. Yeah, and I feel like this, was probably one of the really earliest examples, aside from, Parasect, which is, you know, a parasitic, but, you know, along with, Slowbro, and then Slowking, I feel like we're really one of the first examples of a, symbiotic relationship in Pokemon, and that continued on with some other ones, like, Remoraid and Mantine, I believe, and so it's, like, really cool that that was established, Slowbro, Slowpoke, Slowking family. Absolutely. And you know, as you had mentioned, of course, Slowking has a major appearance in the movie The Power of One, or Pokemon the Movie 2000. But there was also appearances in the anime series in such episodes as A Crowning Achievement, which is where a whole colony of Slowpoke are attempting to reach the King's Rock because one of them wants to evolve into a Slowking and have the intelligence to save their colony. Right? There was also the episode Tag where It and Smells Like Team Spirit, where he was a competitor in the Hearthpalm City Tag Battle Competition. So there's also minor appearances in the opening scenes of Lucario and the Mystery of Mew and Zoroark, Master of Illusions. My favorite Pokedex entry is probably Generation 3, Ruby Sapphire. Slowking undertakes research every day in an effort to solve the mysteries of the world. However, this Pokemon apparently forgets everything it has learned if the Shellder on its head comes off. Womp womp. But let's wrap this discussion up by talking about probably the most well-known of the Slow family, Slowbro. Slowbro, or Yadoran in Japanese, is a dual-type water psychic Pokemon introduced in Generation 1. Slowbro is the Hermit Crab Pokemon and is number 80 in the Dex. Something interesting about Slowbro is that Slowbro can evolve into Mega Slowbro using the Slowbro Knight for Mega Evolution.
That is really interesting because, you know, as far as the base stats go, Slowbro and Slowking are pretty similar aside from Slowbro has a higher defense and Slowking has a higher special defense. They're just swap. And, but, you know, with Mega Slowbro, it definitely makes Slowbro, I feel, the more competitively advantageous one.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially because I believe that Mega Slowbro has one of the highest defenses in the game for a non-legendary or mythical Pokemon.
That is my understanding, yeah.
I just love because he's like wearing the entire shoulder, basically.
Yeah, it's almost like the shoulder is the one that Mega evolves and consumes his entire body, and he goes from looking like really happy to having this look like, this is not okay.
Right? I actually feel really bad for him. Like, look at that. He's like, oh, what is happening to me?
So, Slowbro, of course, bipedal pink Pokemon with a tan striped belly, tan muzzle, large vacant eyes, curled ears, two pointed teeth. It's what you would expect from the Slow family.
But I feel like Slowbro is the, when we think of the Slow family, that's the one who comes to mind with his happy, dopey look and the shoulder on his tail. And the thing that's interesting is that shoulder looks different when shoulder clamps on. Shoulder does not just look like a random shoulder anymore. So I think that's really cool that shoulder even changes a little bit too, and that it's really, you know, two Pokemon. Kind of, it's mind-blowing.
Two Pokemon in one!
And same with Slowking.
Absolute. So, I think that Slowbro is super cute. I love that, like, vacant stare and smile that he is known for. What do you think of Slowbro?
Oh, I've always thought he's been really adorable.
Oh, he or she, they can be male or female. Excellent. Well, so we see major appearances of Slowbro in the anime, in the evolution solution, which we were just talking about. We also had the Mandarin Island mismatch, where Prima used a Slowbro to help Ash get his Charizard under control. There was also a Slowpoke that evolved into a Slowbro in Enlighten Up, which we spoke about. Several Slowpoke evolved to Slowbro against their will in a crowning achievement, which we had also discussed, which was also very unfortunate. And a Slowbro under the ownership of Soledad first appeared in May, We Harley Drudia. I feel lesser for having stated the name of that episode.
Oh yeah, that's dubbed episode 3 for Pokemon.
And that same Slowbro made further appearances in Thinning the Horde and Channeling the Battle Zone.
Now, I'm surprised that a lot of people don't, I mean, I guess this really wouldn't count, but you know, in Pikachu's Vacation, the mini movie that goes with the first Pokemon movie, there's the little interludes, and then you know, there's like, you know, where they have like little, it's kind of like a little psychedelic interlude.
Little interstitials.
Interstitials, yeah, and there's ones like, Slowbro. Yeah, well, you
you know, actually, I was going to say I have that listed under minor appearances. A Slowpoke of the Ash's missing Pokemon asked for help evolved at the end of the Island of the Giant Pokemon, as mentioned. But we also have the minor appearances from Pokemon Fashion Flash, Pikachu's Vacation, Pokemon Paparazzi, A Friend Indeed, and Best Wishes Until We Meet Again, as well as the Power of One. I'm sorry to step on your Slowpoke tail. Yeah, I am not a Slowpoke. My tail is not a shelter. Back off. Well, can I talk about Slowpoke tails for a minute? You sure can. It's just like that, you know, it's just really an interesting thing because, in Gold and Silver and Crystal, you know, that Slowpoke tails are part of Team Rocket's scheme to make money, but, I believe that the Slowpoke's tail will grow back from, if I remember that right, in that it actually doesn't really feel that much pain, because we know that Slowpoke takes those couple seconds for Slowpoke to feel pain, but, because I feel like there was some text in one of the later games that said, like, oh, it doesn't actually hurt the Slowpoke. And then I feel like in Sun and Moon, they even revisited something about Slowpoke tails. So, I'm glad it doesn't hurt them, apparently, but it's still really mean that you cut off a Slowpoke tail. Yeah, absolutely. And I believe it's a restorative item, right? I think so. I mean, I really don't know. I'm not trying to be... I usually try not to be ignorant to all things Slowbro, but, like, I would not... Even though it's a game item, you know, like, I still would not feed any of my Pokemon a Slowpoke tail. I'm morally opposed, ethically opposed to it. So, like, that's why I don't even choose to really look into, like, what its effect do. But it's there, so. Yeah, you know, and so my favorite Pokedex entry for Slowbro on this one is actually from Generation 7, and I specifically want to call out Moon. Whenever Shellder bites down hard on its tail, it gives Slowbro a flash of inspiration, which it forgets a moment later. And Mega Slowbro has a Pokedex entry in Generation 7, and I want to read the one from Moon. When bathed in the energy of Mega Evolution, Shellder converts into impregnable armor. There is virtually no change in Slowpoke.
And, you know, I just want to touch really quickly that, what's really interesting is that in some of the earlier Pokedex entries for Slowbro is a reference to if the Shellder falls off, that it goes back to just being a Slowpoke, which is, like, the only time that I can think of in Pokemon that there's really any sort of devolution, which is really interesting, right? You know, sometimes we can't really take the Pokedex entries too seriously in terms of lore, canon, or whatever, and, like, how it ties to the main mechanics, but I find that really interesting. So,
yeah, I agree. I wish that would come up in the games somehow, right? I think in general, Slowpoke is just really interesting with his evolutionary quirks, whether that be evolving to Slowbro or Slowking, and then the possibility of the Shellder being removed, just very interesting. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, with all that having been said, I think it's time to go to the social links. Did we have any?
No, we were a little slow in that area this week.
Aw, bro. Alright, well then, let's shout out and do our exit loot. We love your feedback. We like your iTunes subscriptions, ratings, reviews, as well as Stitcher Radio and Google Play. We like Facebook likes, and we effing love Twitter. And if you haven't heard of it, we just signed up for this brand new social network called Friendster. Friendster. That sounds fun. So I believe you have some shoutouts for us. I do. You should check out Orange Lunchbox Radio, where every gamer loves their sandwich and the cake is a lie. You should also check out Kambui.gov, your twice monthly port of call for left of center government agencies that maybe aren't on your radar but most definitely should be, as well as Ranger Pridecast, where Shane Alenko and I talk about our favorite Mounties, both from Canada and their brothers and sisters over in Switzerland. Slaggy, what about you? I want to take you to a Brinstar. Brinstar is the gay mother brain various suit companion and a part of the Bounty Hunt, along with Diddy Kong Racing Realness, a dose of racing chit-chat among friends, as well as Lobby Lana Podcast. Podcasts sobre un arqueo lojo que explora un tumba que no es Laura Croft. I'd be remiss not to mention Pocket Car Jockey Jockeys, two LGBTQ gamers who love Saliti Horse and love talking about it, as well as our allies over at the Hatiful Boyfriend Fun Club, your place for pigeons, positivity, and pop punk. And I'd also like to shout out to our sister shows over at Disney Afternoon Buoy, your port of call for animated classics from the 80s and 90s from Disney that are definitely on your radar, as well as the Digidestined Advanced Battle Podcast, or Dabcast for short, your twice monthly look into the deeper worlds of Digimon that we do with the two of us, as well as Digidestined Sulker. With that, thank you so much for tuning in. Alright, slow fans, yeah, thank you so much. We've had a blast. We've had a real blast. I hope that you have had half as much fun listening as we have had slow casting. Until next time, keep sleeping, keep fishing, and slow.
Standing near ring, but your buddy's there for lunch. What a happy looking bunch.
Slowpoke.
Slow. What you say is slow.